at 6:06. It is mostly clear and 78 degrees in Tulsa. Another heat advisory for the Tulsa area today and a high of 97. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa area emergency responders show off equipment designed to prevent, protect against, and respond to, and recover from disasters. Money for the equipment and associated projects comes from the Urban Area Security Initiative. Kim Carter is the director of the Oklahoma Office of Homeland Security.
And the thought behind the Urban Area Security Initiative grants were to find large metropolitan areas across the nation. In Oklahoma, we had two, Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and use a specialized or appropriation to buy equipment to help them fill the capability gaps in their areas.
The Tulsa area was awarded nearly $3.5 million for training and equipment yesterday. One proposal being tossed around following May's deadly tornado outbreak is to close schools on tornado days. Tulsa Public Schools' Bob Roberts says that really wouldn't work well for the Tulsa district.
This isn't a question of canceling school. This is a question of closing school while students are in it. And that becomes very problematic.
You would have problems coordinating bus transportation, streets clogged with parents rushing to pick up kids, and then maybe nothing happening. We will have a detailed report on this coming up with State Impact Oklahoma at 7:35 this morning. The Grand River Dam Authority pulls a controversial power proposal from its meeting agenda yesterday. This as word of a meeting between the GRDA chief, Dan Sullivan, and Republican Governor Mary Fallon will take place next week. The governor is appointing a task force to review the GRDA. She's opposed to the $300 million expense. Tulsa Congressman Jim Bridenstine uses a Washington News conference to blast President Obama. He says the president is creating an environment of religious hostility in the military by rejecting a religious liberty amendment.
Nobody here is suggesting that every soldier must be a Christian or that every soldier live and act like Christians. But we are suggesting that the president allow Christian soldiers, to have the right to live and act like Christians or whatever faith they may hold dear.
The president has said the amendment could have a significant adverse effect on good order, discipline, and morale in the military. Former Owosso City Manager Rodney Ray has pled not guilty to a felony bogus check charge and a misdemeanor count of filing a false police report. Ray is charged with writing a bogus check for more than $3,000 to a hearing aid company back in 2010 and then lying to police last year when he said that check had been stolen. Ray declined comment after entering the plea yesterday in Tulsa County District Court. Customers of Creek County Rural Water District Number 2 are being asked to curtail all outside watering starting today.
We have someone coming to add in what they call an altitude valve, so that we're able to provide better service to the area. In doing this, we have to reduce our water consumption, so we're actually having to drain the tower.
The work should be finished on Sunday evening. The Beeline Tower is along Highway 75, just southwest of Tulsa. A renovation project in Nowata turns deadly. 38-year-old Jesus Martinez fell from a four-story roof to his death yesterday at the long-closed Savoy Hotel in Nowata, which is undergoing renovation. Our weather forecast, a heat advisory for the area today. Slight chance of some rain, hot and muggy, a high of 97. National Weather Service radar showing some showers around the Ponca City area this morning. Now in Tulsa at 610, it is clear and 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.